Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KB the Sexy Ninja and the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about Monday Night Raw, April 8th, 2024. Pat Cole on commentary, and we're still in Philly with a huge sold-out crowd. Once again, for WWE, they're smashing it, man. And this is the Raw after WrestleMania, so big surprises, all this and that. And we started off with Triple H coming out, talking about the new era of WWE, and the person that's going to lead us in this new era, Cody Rhodes. And he comes out, big ovation. They show this beautiful package just put together that Triple H had to share with everybody. And he had to do it on little monitors because he says, in order for us to fill this place up, we had to sacrifice the Big Tron and everything like that. But we got to see it, and it was beautiful. Cody goes on. He says, I went from undesirable to undeniable, now to the undisputed. And I was like, damn, that's so cool, man. He is our champion, but not for long, I guess. Well, to the final boss, of course. But The Rock comes out in this awkward, very long segment of nothing. And creepy Rock in general. Like, he comes out. Crowd won't let him speak. Shut the fuck up, chants. Rocky sucks, chants. You know, and it's just going on and on. I'm like, all right, let's get to the point. What are you going to say to Cody? And he goes, that's a nice belt. And Cody's like, well, yeah. He goes, I would like to hold that belt. He's like, well, I'll get to hold yours. And they're like, oh. And they go, and Rock gives him his belt, and Cody gives him the belt. And Rock goes, this feels nice. This feels right. So I'm like, are you saying that you want to challenge Cody? No, not really. He just says, like, hey, The Rock has to leave now. Of course, The Rock has obligations outside of WWE. And he says, but when I come back, champ or not, I'm coming for you because, yes, you beat Roman Reigns. That story is done. But remember, I beat you at night one of WrestleMania. Cody goes, okay. And then The Rock goes, I have something for you. Digs in his pocket and puts it in Cody's hand and just says, and just walks away, you know. And I was like, what? Okay. Even the crowd started chanting, this is awkward. This is awkward, because it was. But maybe it was intentional by The Rock, but The Rock is so evil, I felt like, in this. But it was interesting. But Cody Rhodes, he got his flowers from The Rock and everything like that as well. So Dusty's proud. His mama's proud. We are all proud of our champion, Cody Rhodes. We started off with Shinsuke Nakamura versus Ilya Dragunov. I was like, oh, shit, let's get down and dirty. And Ilya Dragunov got the win. I was very happy about this match and the chemistry between these two. And the fact that Ilya got the win. Usually it's the other way around where Shinsuke would probably get the win. But no, Ilya came in, slayed Shinsuke. And we have the draft. The WWE draft's coming up April 26th and 29th. And they said Ilya Dragunov is going to be part of it. So I was like, ooh, okay. How this is? Does this affect his NXT championship? People have been drawn up, like drafted up before. We have a Seth and Drew package from WrestleMania. How all that went down. We're going to hear from Drew later on tonight because there is a number one contendership match, Fatal 4-Way. And next up, we have the Judgment Day celebrating Rhea and Damian. Rhea retaining and Damian getting the World Heavyweight Championship. Awesome celebration. And as they're celebrating and they put their championships up, here comes R-Truth. And he's like, hey, I brought the titles back to the Judgment Day. And they're like, you're not part of the Judgment Day. He's like, yeah, well, I know how you guys are picky about members, but you know, I am one half of the tag team champions. And he points to the, he's like, and the Miz comes out. Miz is like, I don't want to be part of the Judgment Day. You don't want to be part of the Judgment Day. He's like, but I want to be part of the Judgment Day. And then Damian's like, you're not part of the Judgment Day. And the crowd starts chanting, yes, you are. But this sets up a six-man tag, the Judgment Day versus R-Truth, Miz. And he didn't come until later on, until the end of the match. But John Cena Huge surprise. Big win. They all got to do the 5-knuckle shuffle and the you can't see me. Well, 15-knuckle shuffle. So, big match there. Bronson Reed promo for him because he's in the Fatal 4 tonight. The next up, we have Rhea and Dom backstage. And Liv Morgan. Well, before this, Rhea tells Dom, you need to handle Andrade for what he did. And Dom's like, I will go talk to Adam Pearce. And we set up that match for next week between him and Andrade. Then Liv Morgan attacks Rhea. Now we start this story between these two. No Seth tonight. No Becky Lynch. So now we're moving forward. And it's going to be Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan, I believe, at Backlash for the championship. So Liv is feisty. This is her revenge tour from what she's called it before. Also, next up, we have Indy Hartwell with Candice LeRae versus Roxanne Perez. Awesome. Our NXT Women's Champ gets the win. And I love this attitude of Roxanne. I said her as a heel is so amazing. And Candice LeRae was trying to help Indy, but Indy wants to be good. Candice wants to be bad. And look what happens. You lose to Roxanne Perez. Sammy and Jay backstage. Jay giving Sammy his flowers, saying, yo, man, you're the champion, the Intercontinental Champion. And he's like, hell yeah, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Then next up, we have Roxanne Perez backstage. And Natalya walks up to her and just, I don't know, just says, I will challenge you tomorrow night. And Roxanne's like, bitch, I'll see you tomorrow night on my show. I was like, woo. She didn't say those exact words, but that's the feeling I got. And Sami Zayn coming out, you know, and he's our champion and everything like that, our Intercontinental Champion. But Imperium interrupts, of course. And they're like, look at your Intercontinental Champion. He looks like a bum. And this sets up their, they want a revenge for Gunther. So they go and they start beating up Sami. But here comes Chad, and it sets up Chad and Sami versus Imperium. Really great match. A really fun match. And Chad and Sami get the win over Imperium. We have Andrade backstage with Nick, Adam, and Ava. You know, talking about, because they got the draft coming up. Where's Andrade going to come? But if I heard right, he's going to be on Monday Night Raw. Chelsea interrupts. She's like, hey, where's my moment? Where's my WrestleMania moment? I was kicked to the curve. And they're like, oh, we got something special for you. Go to the ring and you'll have your moment. And she's like, fine. And goes. And it's Chelsea versus Jade Cargill. Oh, Chelsea, poor Chelsea. She's like, no. But I really want them to revamp Chelsea. And I think Chelsea can be something in WWE. I really do. So not just the jobber, not just getting squashed and stuff like that, like she did here. Because we got to build Jade too. But I really love Chelsea, and I think Chelsea deserves more. That's just my opinion. Sammy's backstage, Alpha Academy. Sammy's like, hey, I want to talk to Chad. So the Alpha Academy move on. And Chad, he goes, hey, there you go, man. I owed you one. I gave it to you in the match. And Chad goes, what do you mean? That's not what I meant. He's like, I know, you're joking. So it's going to be Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable next week for the Intercontinental Championship. Can't wait. I know that's going to be a banger. Oh, so good. Now the main event. Drew McIntyre versus Jey Uso versus Bronson Reed versus Ricochet. And I was like, man, Drew's got to get this. There's no way, you know, they're going to let Jey or Reed or Ricochet get that opportunity for the championship. Wrong. Drew cuts a promo before. And he is mad. And you can tell he's mad. He, you know, he's calling Damian Priest a bondage undertaker. He's going off and says that prick CM Punk and stuff like that. He says, so I will run through these three to get my opportunity back and get my championship back and everything like that. He talks about 5 minutes or whatever, five minutes and seconds, whatever, how long he was champion. Telling the crowd, that's more than you last in bed. I was just like, damn, I love Feisty Drew. This was a great Fatal 4-Way. But goddamn the commercials. I think it's just because that hour that was kind of commercial free for a bit, you know, and it eats up all the other times of great matches. And this match was fun. Like, what we saw of it was really great. And Drew looks like he was about to get the win after Ricochet did this crazy spot with Bronson onto the table. I hope he's okay because it looks like Ricochet got the bad end of that. But crazy spot with the table. Drew is coming in, going to take out Jey Uso. Nope. Here comes CM Punk and boom, ruins his life again. And Jey Uso is now the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship. So I think we're going to get that at Backlash, I hope. I hope we don't throw it away on TV, because that's going to be awesome. Jey Uso versus Damian Priest. And we're still building Drew McIntyre and CM Punk. And CM Punk is just going to make Drew's life a living hell. And I'm all for it. But overall, man, great Raw. 5 out of 5. WWE is on fire right now. I'm very interested to see what's going to happen this Wednesday for Dynamite when they show the footage of what happened, you know, Jack Perry and CM Punk. So we shall see a lot of juicy stuff going on, but this was an excellent Raw. 5 out of 5. It didn't even feel like 3 hours. It just, besides the starting of the show with Rock, but I think that was intentional. So, all right, y'all. Like and subscribe. Share it with your grandma. Share it with your grandma. Share the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life.
Brothers. Undesirable. Become undeniable.